A healthy life is a good life. And this week on WKNO's Life Matters, Sheila Harrell with the Church Health Center offers tips and suggestions for making healthier choices.
According to research, healthy, supportive relationships can enhance your overall well-being and reduce stress. On a scale of 1, unsatisfied, to 10, totally satisfied, how would you rank your satisfaction with your relationships? Here are some key ways to build a supportive social network. Get out there and meet people. The more people you know, the more likely you are to have truly supportive people in your life. Be other-focused. Remember people's birthdays, help when others have need, and show up on time. Be authentic. Letting people know who you are and what you believe can leave you vulnerable, but it can be an opportunity to deepen a relationship. Really listen. Reflect what was said to you. Ask them about their feelings and listen to what they have to say. Focus on the other person and their experiences, not just your own. Ask yourself, did the conversation flow easily? Did I feel understood or supported? Did I understand and support them? Did I feel better or worse when I was with them? Did I leave feeling energized or drained? Am I continually investing more in this relationship than the other person? Learn to let go. Some relationships grow together and some grow apart. Learn to accept the ebb and flow of relationships. Relationships take work and are an investment in time and energy, but the payoff is a healthier you. This is Sheila Harrell with the Church Health Center.
If you have a health question for Life Matters, send an email to health@wkno.org.